My name is John Early, and today's date is March 24th, 2017. We're recording this story in the facilities of Voices of Oklahoma on the campus of the University of Tulsa. Joining me today is Dr. Patricia Laughlin. She is a professor of history and is the history department chair at the University of Central Oklahoma in Edmond, Oklahoma. Patty, you wrote a book titled Hidden Treasures of the American West. When did you publish this?
This book was published in 2005 by the University of New Mexico Press.
You've highlighted three treasures, and these treasures are people. Let's name Muriel Wright. What is special about her?
Muriel Wright was a Choctaw historian and a longtime editor of the Chronicles of Oklahoma, the state's historical quarterly at the Oklahoma Historical Society.
And the other treasure is Alice Marriott.
First woman to graduate from OU's undergraduate degree in anthropology and went on to do incredible research among Kiowa people, for example, a longtime field worker for the Indian Arts and Crafts Board.
And then the person we're here to talk about is Angie DeBow, who is definitely a treasure. We're going to be telling her story. She was an American historian. She wrote 13 books.
13 books.
And hundreds of articles about Native Americans and Oklahoma history. There were many historians who wrote about Native Americans, but she came at it from a unique way that we will get into. And her legacy lasts forever, so that's what we want to talk about. Angie was born January 30th, 1890, and she died February 21st, 1988. She was 98 years old when she died. What was her full name?
Angie Albertha DeBow.
Where was she born?
She was born outside of Beatty, Kansas, at home. Family came to Oklahoma when she was a child as part of this migration story that many families experienced coming west and searching for better opportunities for their children.
Her parents, their names?
Edward and Lena DeBow.
Do we know anything about them and their personalities?
And we're still learning more about her parents, but what I can tell you is that both parents instilled an incredible work ethic in their children. Angie had a brother who was about 2 years younger. His name was Edwin. So the two children grew up with parents who instilled values and work ethic. Father was a farmer. Mother worked in the fields and worked in Kansas. And then when they came to Oklahoma, her work continued, but it was more in the home while the father was working in the fields. Her father had an incredible desire for reading. He would read a book once and then move on, but he would remember that. He'd memorize it. And then her mother really encouraged Angie to do well in school. She kept all of Angie's report cards. We have a record where her mother signed all of her report cards, and Angie kept all of those report cards. And her mother also encouraged her to keep a diary for 3 months at a time when Angie was 9 years old and 11 years old. Those kinds of foundational tools are so important when we think about Angie DeBow.
So at home, she had a good base.
Absolutely.
Pushing her to education and pushing her in that area. You said came in covered wagon.
Yes. I would say she was about 8, soon to be 9 years old. She documented her experience coming from Kansas to Oklahoma Territory and starting a new life here.
She documented it. Where do we have that?
We have it in her oral history from the 1980s. We have it in letters that she would write to friends back in Kansas. And we have it in her diary.
Did she ever marry?
She did not.
Which is one of the reasons you're telling the story, because there aren't any family members, apparently, who were close enough to her to tell the story.
Well, that's a great question, because I think about all the citizens of Marshall, Oklahoma, where she spent quite a bit of time, and that's where she did the majority of her writing, in her family home in Marshall. So I would say a lot of the residents of Marshall are very much her family members, and they would call her Miss Angie. And they knew that they should not bother her half the day, because that half the day she was writing. So if you wanted to call on Miss Angie, you needed to do it during the appropriate calling hours and do not trouble her until the appropriate hours. But they were very much her family.
But no heirs and obviously no children. Do you know if she ever had a romantic life? Did she have anybody that was a
possibility? It's a wonderful question. We think about women's historians and the work that we do when we study their work. And I would say Some women of means would have more opportunities to marry, have children, and continue their work, but many women made the intentional choice not to marry, not to have children, to dedicate their lives to their work, to their writings, to the research.
So that's what she did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How much did the pioneer spirit affect her writing?
I think about that quite often. The pioneering spirit, her biographer is Shirley Leckie. In many ways, I'm borrowing from Shirley Leckie when I say, yes, this pioneering spirit is alive and well in Angie DeBose's life and her writings. She studied under E.E. Dale at the University of Oklahoma, who in turn had studied under Frederick Jackson Turner. Many of us consider him the father of Western history. So if we think about the legacy, it begins with Turner, continues in Dale, and in a modified form continues this pioneering spirit with Angie DeBose's writings.
But isn't she credited for being the forerunner of the new Western history?
Yes, the new Indian history, ethno history, and the new Western history.